Looking for fresh news to help support our markets? I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That was the story last week as we recap our market information. Looking over the cash cattle side of things, we saw markets essentially from 238 to 240. At the same time, we've been watching our box beef prices continue to decline. John Dick is with Swenson Investments and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, like you said, boxes are a little bit lower here today. Pretty seasonal this time of year until about that first, second week of October to see lower boxes. So nothing too surprising, but obviously that does affect packer margins. You know, starting in the fats, you know, pretty consolidating, over the last, seven trading days since last week. You know, waiting on new news. Like you said, the cash has been pretty stagnant here for the past, 2 months really, and the front month has kind of pulled up the back ones, but nothing too crazy going on, just waiting for some new news. Similar on the feeders, consolidation, 361 on the index, so it's just leading the futures just a little bit, but waiting for either better economic news or maybe a tighter supply story to continue to get tighter.
And also playing a factor on our markets is the fact the USDA released their cattle on feed report after the markets closed Friday afternoon. A lot of attention being focused on placements and the marketing of the cattle.
I think the marketed number is just kind of a testament to guys holding on to cattle longer, feeding them heavier, tight situation. Obviously, a lot of exposure from the speculative funds there, so they can have a pretty significant sway one way or the other.
And, of course, there's many other factors playing a role when it comes to our markets, not only on the livestock scene, but also on the grain side of things. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.